The latest nursing news and information brought to you by the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future. This is Nursing Notes Live. Nursing Notes Live is an audio extension of the national award-winning monthly e-newsletter, Nursing Notes, which offers the latest industry news, trends, and updates in nursing. You can subscribe to the e-newsletter at www.discovernursing.com. Each month's Nursing Notes issue is accompanied by a select few episodes of Nursing Notes Live, which expands on the content and provides you greater insights into the topics presented in the e-newsletter. You can listen to previous episodes and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. I'm your host, Jamie Davis. On Nursing Notes Live this month, we bring you two episodes looking at nurses in the military and caring for our military service personnel and veterans. In this episode of the Nursing Notes Live podcast, I sit down with our get-to-know nurse, Captain Estacy Porter, the public health nurse officer in charge at the 14th Combat Support Hospital in Fort Benning, Georgia. I asked Captain Porter about her military career in nursing and also shared questions from current nursing students as part of our Ask a Nurse portion of the podcast. Hi, Estacy, and welcome to Nursing Notes Live. It's great to have you here on the show with us today.
Oh, thank you, Jamie, for having me.
So I always ask our nurses on the show to share a little bit about why you wanted to become a nurse. And so if you would like to just tell us what drew you to nursing as a career, a little bit about your background.
Oh, wow. I think my very first experience or what drew me into nursing was watching my mother. My mother was not a nurse, but she was a home attendant or home health aide in New York. And I would always watch and see her, you know, caring for, you know, the older population. And so I knew that when I got older that I wanted to do something similar to that, but expound a little bit more on it. And nursing was the field that, you know, fell in love with or attracted me.
So I know you're in the military. Our subject this month is talking about nursing in the military. And tell us a little bit about your career progression in the military and how you moved into nursing school and beyond.
Okay. So, wow, funny. When I graduated from high school, I wanted to join the military, and I wanted to join in the healthcare field, nursing. So when I went out to the recruiter, they did not have nursing available at that time. And so he showed me another field, which was a chemical, biological, nuclear specialist, and it showed me a picture of somebody working in a lab coat and said, you know, this is something similar to nursing. So I said, okay, fine, great. So for 13 years, I did that. And somewhere around that year, I found out that the Army had a program where they would fund you to go to nursing school for 2 years. And once you get your bachelor's, then you can come in as a commissioned officer, second lieutenant. So I jumped on that opportunity and said, wow, you know, the opportunity to be able to pursue my passion. Not that I didn't like my other field, but, you know, I kind of got used to it and kind of forgot about the nursing thing. So anyway, I went to school and pursued nursing with Old Dominion University in Norfolk. And oh, wow. I mean, it's just been, the opportunities have just been open ever since then. I mean, it's just.
That's great. And you're a captain now, right?
Yes, I am a captain. I'm a captain in the Army. Once I became a nurse, I went to the beautiful thing about the Army is when you become commissioned and as a nurse, they take you through a preceptorship or intro into officership and nursing. So I went to San Antonio for 2 weeks and we kind of got introduced on how to become an officer or what the expectations of an officer is and as an Army Nurse Corps officer. And went there and I started off as a med-surg nurse in Augusta, Georgia. Loved it. And that's why I was able to build up on my skills and foundation in nursing. And excuse me. And from there, I ended up going to Korea, and I became a public health nurse right before that. So I loved med-surg, but I knew my passion lied in becoming a public health nurse, because I really feel that it's important to focus on preventive care. You know, what is it that I can do for you to prevent you from getting into the hospital? So love the education and the counseling and teaching that to, you know, my patients so that they can make informed decisions.
So there really are a lot of opportunities for all the different nursing specialties in the military, I guess. Like I wouldn't think of a public health nurse as a military nurse, but there's been great opportunities there for you.
Oh, yes, there has been awesome opportunities. My first assignment as a public health nurse, it was in Korea, so I had the opportunity not only to work with soldiers, but Tatusas, which are the Korean soldiers, and work with that population as well. I was also there when the tsunami happened in Japan, and so a lot of the families had to get staged in Korea. So public health nursing, we were involved in that and making sure that the campsites were set, you know, the right way and kind of giving them information. If you notice any signs of, you know, any communicable disease, please let us know. And so I love it. I absolutely love it. And after Korea, you know, I currently live in or stationed at Fort Benning, Georgia. And so I was able to expound on those skills while being there as well, because it's a very big installation. Currently, I'm a public health advisor or officer in charge to a combat support hospital. And that job in itself entails so many. I ensure the medical readiness of the soldiers in the hospital, as well as their families as well.
Sounds like just so many opportunities to move forward and expand your career. I know several officers in the military in other fields, and one of the things that always impressed me was how they were encouraged to get advanced degrees and move forward in their education, and that's true for you in nursing as well.
Yes, yes. Like I said, I was able to go through the Army Enlisted Commissioner Program, and now I apply through the Army's Long-Term Health Education and Training Program. And what that does is you're able to apply for a graduate program, and they will send you to school for 3 years to pursue whether it be a master's or a doctorate. And I was selected. It's a very competitive program. So I feel very blessed and fortunate to have been selected for that. So I will be attending school for 3 years to pursue my doctorate in nursing with a focus as a community health nurse practitioner.
That's so exciting. And again, it just impresses me that there are so many various opportunities to do many things. We don't really think of the military as having a broad population base, but they really do. And you have many missions and opportunities to serve in lots of different ways.
Yes, yes, you do. I mean, we have opportunities even if you specialize in critical care nursing, one of the opportunities for critical care nurses, they are able to have a White House fellowship. So it's a competitive program as well that you have to apply for, but to be able to serve in the White House as a nurse.
Well, that's just amazing to me. As a military nurse, what would you say to somebody that was looking to at the military as a career field? Maybe they're a nurse looking to enlist and carry their nursing career into the military, or if someone is thinking about as a student nurse going into the military, are there things that they need to think about with regards to differences between what goes on in the civilian sector versus the military?
One of the differences, of course, I would tell them, go for it. But one of the things that I would that I would say and keep in mind is that in addition to our nursing responsibilities, we also have military responsibilities. We have to make sure that we are physically fit. Every 6 months, we're required to take the physical fitness test, you have to maintain that. You have to maintain military readiness. That's going to ranges and being able to fire a weapon. Whether it be M16, M9, but you have to be able to do that. You have to be able to also meet training requirements that the military expects from you. So those would be if I can point out one of the biggest differences, it would be that in addition to your nursing responsibilities, you also have standards that you have to meet in the Army or in any military period. You have to meet their standards.
But it sounds just so exciting, and really, those standards aren't something that's going to keep the average person from pursuing a career in the military, and it sounds like they're just a host of opportunities.
Yes, there is opportunity, for personal and professional growth.
So we always get some questions in from student nurses along the way, and we try to ask some of our nurses here on the call to share some of their experiences and thoughts with the audience that catches the show. Do you have any advice for those student nurses out there that are maybe just starting in nursing school or in the middle of nursing school that might that you found helped you when you were going through school?
I would definitely say some of the things that helped me was getting involved, in study groups. What you don't know, don't be afraid to ask for help or assistance. You have your peers that are there that are willing to assist you. You have your professors who are willing to assist you. Nursing school is very challenging, as you may know, Jamie, and it is not a time to... It's one of those schools that you just cannot take it for granted. Study, do not give up. I've always, one of the mantras that I said to myself that kept me going was nursing is my purpose, my passion, and my calling. Find that, and just seek help when you feel like you're at that end, of giving up. But definitely, one of the things I would say was seek help and study, get involved in study groups.
That's great advice, and I have to concur. It was one of the most challenging things I've ever done was to go to nursing school, but it was rewarding as well. And you're right. There are plenty of people, your instructors and your other fellow students are all there to help each other. You can succeed if you just look for the resources.
Exactly. Yes, I do agree.
So if you thought about when you first started as a nurse, what would you wish you knew at the time that you now have learned over the course of your career?
How difficult it was. Maybe I would have prepared beforehand. prepared beforehand.
That's okay. No, if you can't think of anything, that's all right.
I can't really think of anything.
Let me just...
It's just one of those that, just learn, just be disciplined. I would say that, be disciplined, in your studies. That's it. And whatever you may have learned before, kind of drop that and, just be open-minded to learning the new information.
Why did you decide to move on to graduate school and get some additional education?
Oh, wow. So honestly, I feel that as nurses, we should constantly be seeking continuing education. And I feel that we should be and our list to our, you know, to others in the healthcare profession as well. We carry that same knowledge, and I wanted to expound on that, those knowledge, so that I can contribute even more to pushing nursing forward. You know, I feel like nursing is moving in a direction that we are needed, and we're going to be needed even more. And we're going to need nurses with advanced education. You know, just wanting to expound on my knowledge and just move nursing forward is one of the things that that has motivated me to pursue my master's and then now my doctorate.
What is it about nursing that you think is so important to the healthcare system at this time? You know, you said that we're going to need more nurses, especially advanced practice nurses. Expand a little bit on that thought process.
Right. I feel like, you know, as healthcare is evolving with the Affordable Care Act, I felt nurses, we have voices, and we have a voice of change. And so I believe if we are those patients' biggest advocates. So we need to be out there. We need to be in the forefront. You know, when policies are being made, we need to be there. Our voices need to be heard when those policies are coming, you know, in effect. Just feel like we are leaders, and we are contributing force.
Yeah, I really agree. And, you know, I wish more nurses took that leadership role in healthcare. I think so often we are complacent in the midst of our profession. And yet we're so numerous, we could really bring to bear a lot of weight to our arguments.
Yes, we can. Yeah.
So what was the best piece of nursing advice you ever received?
The best piece of nursing advice that I received was pursue your passion and don't give up.
Wow.
And make a change. Yes.
Yeah, and patients, you know, it's funny. You know, you walk into a room and you say you're somebody's nurse, that people have an expectation of what that means. And there's a tremendous responsibility and passion that goes along with that.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yes, the compassion, the caring, you know, they do expect a lot, you know, from us.
So,
and we give them, yes.
No, that's okay. Go ahead. I really just, you know, I'm a passionate nurse about what I do, even as a journalist, and carrying on and getting good information out there to an audience about healthcare and about nursing. And it sounds like you're just as passionate about your patient care and things you do as well. So, you know,
yes, I think it's all about, you know, ensuring that the patient is receiving the best care possible, you know, the quality care. You know, nursing is when we are going into that patient's room, introducing ourselves to that patient, you know, by their name, not by their room number, you know, it makes a difference.
Yeah, that personal touch is really what makes it so special.
Yes.
Well, is there any final thoughts you'd like to share with our audience about a career as a military nurse and opportunities there?
I would definitely say if you're thinking about pursuing a career in the military, I say go for it. The Army, when you come into the military, they will ensure your success. I mean, we have a great preceptorship program. There are great mentors out there to help guide you along the way. In fact, like I said, military has a 2-year program when you come in as a nurse, you know, into the military. It's a 2-year process where they show you, you know, how to pretty much function, you know, in a military hospital, but before they let you go out on your own. But I said the opportunities to for professional growth is there. If you're seeking to be challenged, the military is definitely a field where you will be challenged. You will not be complacent in just one area. There are so many fields to specialize in. And even when we specialize in a particular course, whether it be critical care, whether it be emergency nursing, there's even more opportunities for professional development within. So I say go for it, and allow yourself to be challenged. Allow yourself, you can do it.
Make sure you check out the entire May 2014 issue of Nursing Notes, where we look at nursing by and for military service members and veterans. You can read the entire issue online at www.discovernursing.com, and don't miss the other Nursing Notes Live episode this month, where I sit down with our panel of nurses, including Bonnie Jennings, a retired Army nurse and professor of nursing at Emory University Nell Hodgson Woodruff School of Nursing in Atlanta, Georgia, and Larry Lemos, president of the Nurses Organization of Veterans Affairs and a nursing officer supervisor at the Veterans Affairs Long Beach Healthcare System in Long Beach, California. You'll find this and other episodes of Nursing Notes Live in the podcast area on iTunes. Nursing Notes Live is produced for the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future by Medicast Productions. All rights reserved.